Hello, Grace City. This is Simon, and for today's Lent reflection, we are reading from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 through 9. It says, "The Sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. The Sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I've not been rebellious. I've not turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I've set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the Sovereign Lord who helps me. Who will condemn me?" What a disturbing passage. It's graphic. It's shocking. And I'm so sorry if hearing these words marks the official start to your Monday morning. Actually, I'm totally not sorry, because I think there's something so beautiful and reassuring hidden within these verses. This is what stands out to me personally. These verses paint a picture of a man who's been listening to the Lord. Every morning he gets up and inclines his ear. He meditates on the word of God. He hasn't rebelled. He's not turned away from God for a single moment. It's amazing. It's the kind of life I personally aspire towards, starting every morning simply listening to my Father's voice. Then he leaves the house, goes to work, gets the promotion, wins the lottery, falls in love, and retires by 40. Oh wait, wrong story. What actually happens is verse 6. He leaves the house and gets backstabbed, beaten, beard pulled out, with a side of mocking and spitting. It's not a great start to the week. It's awful. But it's just one part, just a single verse in the story, because the Sovereign Lord helps me, he declares in verse 7. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. I know I will not be put to shame because my vindicator is near. He is the Sovereign Lord who helps me. Who will condemn me? What a roller coaster. And what an honest snapshot of real life. It reminds me of the fact that just because I read my Bible this morning and had a little prayer time before I headed out into the world doesn't mean that I'm not still going to have some really, really hard times. But it does mean that when I do, when I feel mocked or spit on, or like I'm getting my beard pulled out, I have a vindicator who is near me. The Sovereign King who helps me, my Lord who advocates for me. What a hope-filled ending. It is the Sovereign Lord who helps me. Who will condemn me? It reminds me of that verse in Romans when the Apostle Paul wrote, and this is so encouraging, in Romans chapter 8, he said, "If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who is indeed interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall beatings, debeardings, mocking, spitting, or anything else that this world might throw at us this week? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. He is the Sovereign Lord who helps me." So here's my prayer for all of us today. Heavenly Father, thank you for the way you speak to us and lead us, provide for us in every way. And thank you for the way you help us, fight for us, and intercede when life just won't relent, even for just a moment. Lord Jesus, you are our strong and faithful King. Help us not to get stuck in verse 6, thinking that somehow you've left us or you just can't be bothered to help us anymore. Holy Spirit, would you help us to press on towards verse 7 and verses 8 and 9, that we might take our stand as more than conquerors through him who loved us. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week, guys.